We're going to talk about the next generation. Let me go straight to our word today. Let me read to you John 12, verses 20 to 22. Now, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was in Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus. You see, most probably, this happened during the last days of Jesus here on earth. And as we could see, Jesus has gained popularity already. Sikat na siya. In fact, to the point that some Greeks, those who are not living within the area, came to that when they were worshiping or they were planning to worship the feast of Passover. Sinabi nila, sakto nandito si Jesus. I want to go to Him. I want to see Him. And isn't that exactly what we're trying to declare right now in our fast, right? We're declaring, Lord, we want to see You in a new way. Lord, we want to know You more. And in fact, right now, in our generation, isn't it true na pag tinanong naman natin yung mga tao, pag tinanong natin sila about, oh, do you believe in God? Majority still say yes, right? And not only that, majority would agree that they would love godly principles. They would love someone kung single na makakapangasawa ng may takot sa Diyos. People who have seen God. And even in this, in our prayer meeting, and I could just imagine, although that's not really the context, but I was just imagining us coming here, praying, and saying, Lord, we want to see You. Who among you here you want to see Jesus? Not naman patay, diba? But really see Him work in your life, see, experience Him. Who among here you want to see Him right now move in our lives? And that's what they were telling. Those Greeks came to Philip and Andrew and say, uy, balita ko, kilala mo si Jesus. Kilala mo naman ako sa kanya, may connections. See Jesus. There's nothing wrong about seeing Jesus. I think everyone would agree that they want to see Jesus move. But the question is, do we really know what we're saying? Are we up for it? To see Jesus means actually saying, Lord, I want to know You more. I want to understand what You did. And you know what's interesting? Jesus did not answer, diba usually, no, pag mga, kumari may artista, pag nakita, diba parang, uy, pa, kilala mo naman ako dyan, diba? And then pag magkasama, syempre magpipicture. Jesus didn't do that, okay? Hindi siya parang, Jesus may bibisita sa inyo. Gusto ko daw, ah, talaga? Tita. Picture ba? Picture? Jesus didn't do that. What did He do? For those people who want to see Him. And I believe this is God's message, not just for us, not just for the next generation. It's for those people who said, Lord, You broke me. You have given me Your presence. Now I want to know Your purpose. What did Jesus say to those people who say, Lord, we want to see You? Next couple of verses. In verse 23, He said, Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Imagine niyo kung kayo yung disciple. Lord, so papapasukin ko na ba? May bisita tayo. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Couple of days, if not weeks, before He gets crucified. And then in the next couple of verses, He said, I tell you the truth. Or in other translations, it says, truly, truly, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it. But the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Jesus said something similar to this when it was earlier in His ministry. It's found in Luke 9, verse 23. And He said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? Well, that's not very welcoming, right? So, guest. Lord, someone wants to see You. You're so famous. Why don't you, take a picture with them? And Jesus says, unless a kernel of seed falls and dies, it will not produce much fruit. How do we view our lives? How do we view, not just our lives, but how do we view the next generation? It's a double-edged question. Do we sometimes see our lives or the next generation like a tray of eggs in the ref. Jedi loves to eat eggs. Ngayon, medyo natututunan niya nang buksan yung ref. So, kinakabahan na kami. So, may mga dalawang times na niya na try na mabuksan. And he loves eggs. Alam niya nang nasa taas yung egg. But eggs in the ref wouldn't become chickens anymore. They're at the comfort of the cold fridge, waiting to be consumed. Do we know people like that? Are we like that? Do we think the next generation is like that? Dapat comfortable, warm? Or maybe for some of us, we think our life is like the most modern gadget. Very functional, madaming kayang gawin, very chic, very stylish, flashy. But the problem is, couple of months, something new comes along, tas naluluma na, and it gets phases out. And maybe we're here and we're saying, oh, I did this, oh, I did that. Okay, baka hindi na ako dyan. Okay na, I've grown. I've gone beyond that. Naluluma na. Do we sometimes also see our life like a seed? You know what's interesting with a seed? It's small. Small. It's insignificant. It's unglamorous. And imagine if I have a seed right now. Siguro munggo na lang. Munggo seed. I put it here. It does not have any purpose. It's a seed. And it gets me thinking, how much of the next generation have so much potential in that small seed placed on a table? It gets me thinking, how much of Christians who are in Christ, blessed with every spiritual blessing, secured through until eternity, provided for, forgiven, justified, sanctified, but in a table, waiting to rot, waiting to stay there. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 12, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. That's a great paradox of the whole kingdom of God. The disciples would want to say, Lord, I want to go. Oh, sige, die. Oh, wait lang. Lord, we want to see you. Unless you're willing to die. Loves his life, loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. This does not mean that God's telling us not to hate our world, okay? God's telling us to enjoy. The world he created was good. But rather, the world in its lure to make us stay. Yung, alam mo yon, yung nag-settle na. Maganda na tong world na to eh. Busy na ako eh sa world na to eh. And that's the problem actually, as young as the next generation is, that's actually their problem right now. Being so consumed with what's in front of them. And there's nothing wrong. There are seasons in our lives. We need to study. We need to pass. We need to have good education. But it's not eternal. It's not going to be there 150 years from now. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. What is the whole purpose of our life? Why do we exist? We will all die at one point. I know it sounds so grim, but Jesus is saying, no, in the kingdom of God, even death will be turned around. How? When we start laying down our lives for the kingdom of God, for the next generation. Could you imagine what would happen if all the Christians, we view our lives like seeds, saying, Lord, I want to give my life for the kingdom of God. The Bible says the kingdom of God starts small. And we say, Lord, wala ko kayang gawin. God is saying, that's exactly it. You are a seed. The next generation right now are being attacked by lies, fears, stolen by the devil. I believe God is telling the church, you and I, that we can have a small part in this. The seed in someone else's life. Are we all ready to die for the next generation? That's a big word. Lord, a seed. You see, living is worth nothing if it does not serve the king. That's what the disciples learned. I just suddenly got reminded of this story. Remember Peter, after he betrayed Jesus? And then Jesus waited for him on the shore because he was fishing. Most probably, Peter would have thought, okay, I failed Jesus. Baliktad na ako doon sa alam ko. To fish. What did Jesus do? He restored him. He was broken by God when he betrayed Jesus, but God restored him to his original purpose. And after he was restored, he realized that living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. I believe in this room, we were all broken, right? First day pa lang. And it's a progress, of course. Hindi naman siya one time take all na. But we've experienced being broken. Guess what? God will redeem you, but not just for ourselves, but for a purpose. Now, living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. What happens when Christians learn to give their life, resources, prayers, time, effort, energies, concentration, as seeds? They change the world. I got reminded of our movement. 100 students, what do they have? Pastor Steve, not influential. Victory, not known. But they have this seed of saying, Lord, living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. Honor God, make disciples. Change the campus, change the world. What do they have? Wala. But they said, Lord, I'm giving my life for your cause. And I would hear stories of them putting world maps there and saying, magkaka church dyan, magkaka church dyan, magkaka church dyan. May pera tayo. Wala, may church dyan. What do they have? Seeds of faith. Their lives are seeds. What did God do? They're still alive. Okay. But he made it grow. Could you imagine? This is where we started. I really can't fathom. Maybe Pastor Ryan knows more. Or Pastor Dennis, naabutan nila yon. May we never lose where we came from. At the end of it, it was all a step of faith. A small seed that make an impact. Living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. I would remember, no, this is, I was telling to Gay while I was preparing this message, because I want to show you how God moved, at least in our local center in Green Hills. And amazingly, this picture, I love this picture. This is actually a picture of young people praying. I think this was 2-3 years ago ba? Kat? Magkasama pa, wala pang San Juan yan. We were like, crazy prayers. Remember yesterday, Pastor Edgar taught us about decreeing? They were decreeing like crazy. Minsan nga, ako pa'y parang, But they were making seeds. They were declaring seeds. They were giving their lives. They were giving their time. They could have done something else. I believe the problem of the next generation right now is a small purpose, but a lack of it. They need to see that the kingdom of God is bigger than the purpose of the world. When we hear messages in the church, tas parang pag lumabas tayo, sasabihin natin, oh, yung church parang napaka-unrealistic naman ng ideology nila. Guess what? Maybe the church holds the real purpose and the world is unrealistic. And here we are, God is telling us, why don't you bring my purposes outside there? That's what they were doing. They were praying. And let me just zoom in sa Santa Mesa Youth Service, and then we're going to take time later to pray, okay? This one actually is the first time we had our launch na youth service. Very small. Saan yan, Nikki? It's a small cafe, 30 people along End Domingo. And what they were doing, they're not playing, ah. Di sila nag monopoly deal dyan. Okay? They were praying. And you will look at that. It's not just the young people. Tita Emmy was there. It's the church praying. And then we went around doing prayer walks. What was the result of that small seed, that prayer, that sacrifice, that step of faith, that inconvenience? That's the first picture of our youth service. There. And glamorous, no? Babaho po yan. Magaling na siguro kumuha, no? But I was amazed when I was sifting through the pictures. Ano to? Oh, we prayed. I didn't realize that. Sometimes kapag nagpo-post ka na Instagram, no? May natatabunan na siya. When I was just collecting pictures, oh. And then God answered us, and look where we are. It's still hot. I remember their prayers, and this is no joke, they're praying, Lord, give us an aircon yung malamig. Mga ganon. Meron naman kasing aircon na mainit, diba? Or electric fan yung 3, yun yung 1, diba? Labo. But they were praying. Then I look at this picture, what's this again? Oh, we were praying. I didn't realize that. Nung kinukuha ko lang yung picture, and then look where we went. Guess what? It looks big. But as long as there's one lost person outside, we're not big enough. All of this, I'll get it all. It's a seed. Let's plant again. Step of faith. Crazy. Who would have thought, no? 30 people in that very first picture praying. Got a venue for 80. 30, 80, no? The ideal would be, oh, palakahin mo muna, saka nakalilipat. But, and then 80. And then another crazy move, tumalun sa 200. Okay, 80, 200. Parang, again, the idea is palakahin mo muna, saka nakalumipat. And then lumipat, parang a 400 venue. Parang, but take it all, it's a seed. Because living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. We ended the year praying. Then I remember Green Hills. Ito yung interesting, no? Most of you don't know this. Yung nag-Santa Mesa, naiwan si Green Hills dito. And it was a struggle for them. Because they planted a church, basically, or a service. But what did they do? And I would see this picture again, black and white, no? Kasi aesthetic sila. Okay, so they were praying, saying, God, we're small, but you are big. God, we're comfortable, but Lord, deny us of that. Let us die to that. And this seed, Lord, plant it. We started doing that life group, Alayut service outside. But they were trying out. From that 30 na natira to 40, I think right now in the terms of service, we are around 70 to 100 in Green Hills. Started with that. Living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. Now, kung nahirapan po si Green Hills, this one, I just want to share a story, no? Kasi family naman tayo dito. Cubao was harder. Nakakatuwa yan kasi ilang beses na sila nag-launch. Launching, launching! Launching, launching! Launching na to! Rented the fast food chain among Bonnie Serrano. And what were they doing there? They were praying. Saying, Lord, hiwalay na kami sa Green Hills. Because we want to start something as small as we are. The seed. We want to give our lives there. You know, what's interesting, at least for the base people of this in Bonnie Serrano, they're not really as well off as most of us are. Definitely non-influentials. Very raw. But they're willing to take that step of faith. A seed to die. So we got a place, Right Start, and we're so thankful for Right Start. Maximum venue, 50 people. We maxed out the venue. We are 80% full. 30 people. And they were praying. That's what they were doing there. And another crazy move. This small people that we have, but we have a big God. Why don't we go out to Cubao and start a service there? But what? Wait lang. Diba dapat palakihin mo muna? Saka nakalilipat. We rented that place. Ngayon may balloons na. Second grand launching. No, for third na yan, third. They were so packed. 100 plus people came to McDo that time. Not for the burger or Grimace, but for the word. Then we went to Taco Bell. Medyo grand launching ulit. Labo, no? That's Taco Bell. Who would have thought? Why don't we try Alimol? Then we ended there in Alimol. Who would have thought? That small seed. What is your small seed? Is it your life generally? Is it your business? Is it your talent? Is it your gifting? Is it your attitude? Is it your connections? Your small seed can be used by God for a big purpose. And I'm not just talking about for the next generation. Because living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. You know, I've been giving purpose. I've been highlighting the youth service, but there's so much that's happening that's not in the youth service. The result of your prayers. Remember, almost every prayer and fasting, we're praying for those people who are doing prayer meetings. We have prayer meetings every week. I hope you all, at least at one point, participate there. The result of that, our numerous campuses were open. We got there. Those students gave a small seed of service, connecting students, engaging them. We have seminars. We have seen campuses open up this year more than the previous years. But those are the result of people who are unnamed giving seeds of prayer, giving their lives. And now we're bearing fruit. What do we do when we have fruits? Get the seed, plant it again. We have seen the most number of victory weekends this previous year. It was all because, not just of us. I hope you would understand that every time we go to the campuses, it's not just us. The church is with us. The movement is with us. You guys are with us. You are with us. Thank you. because you help us declare that living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. Now let me shift gears right now. We have seen all the breakthroughs that are happening. Can we encapsulate those things as seeds? This year, would you believe with us as we enter these new campuses right now? But if you know anyone from those campuses, if you have kids from those campuses who wants to be connected, not only that, now since we've maxed out most of our venues, pray with us. Next week, we will start our services. We're adding a service in Santa Mesa. We're moving from Green Hills to Promenade Hall and from Ali Mall. Pray with us, please, for Gateway. It's not yet. Are you excited for that? It's hard work. It is expensive. But let me take this time to appreciate everyone who prayed, who partnered, who believes in the next generation. This is what your labor is doing. Thank you for living a life that serves the King. Believe with us. Gateway, hindi pa po tapos. We're still in the okay, wala muna mag-tweet, ha? Okay? Baka ma-preempt, eh. Okay? But really, pray with us. On either way naman, matuloy o hindi, we will conquer those campuses. We will do that. Living is worth nothing if it does not serve the King. Let me end with this. You may be thinking right now, what could I do? I'm not a pastor, not a missionary. What is my whole purpose? Just a couple of weeks ago, someone messaged me. This person, I was reaching out to this person, I think 7-8 years ago. Bagong Christian pala ako noon, bagong Victory Group leader. And like every other new Victory Group leaders, we commit many mistakes, right? So those are the seasons na parang I'm not as faithful as I should be. I wasn't really not yet that equipped and skilled and trained. So I was sharing this gospel to this student and doing the one-to-one with him, but we didn't finish it because this guy wasn't interested and, you know, just did his own life. He was very smart, but, you know, medyo maloko sa buhay. And he used to be part of my group, but, you know, he just didn't want it. And I have no contact with him anymore aside for being friends in Facebook. Could you imagine? You know, minsan pinagpipray natin, minsan, daw, plant ka lang ng seed. And we would say, oh, may effect ba talaga yon? And then imagine after 8 years, kasi medyo kaka-graduate ko lang na yun, and na-meet ko siya eh. He sent me this message. I just want to take time to honor you. Basically, what he's saying is now he is part of our church in Dubai, baptized there, and one of our leaders there. He was saying, thank you, Kuya, for doing that seed. And I was like, wow, are there things that you're praying for that's not yet happening? Plant pa tayo. Because either the word of God will be fulfilled or the word of God will be fulfilled. Because His word stands eternal. His promises are true. That's why later when we pray for the next generation, we can declare, rise up, generation, because the King is calling you. That's why we can declare purity and holiness in this generation. That's why we can declare right now justice, righteousness, peace, courage, boldness. We're going to speak blessings. Can we all stand up right now? We're going to pray for the next generation. Are you ready to fight for the next generation? Are you ready to claim the next generation?